Hello and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I just want to share a few things that are in my heart, and really right now is to really keep your focus wherever you are, wherever your mindset is. Like, we really need to keep our focus during this year, which is going to be such a great, great year. And knowing that God is so for us, that even though distractions may come, life happens, we still keep our focus and our direction with God. Whether emotional things come up, whether financial situations come up, or whether it all comes together, we really need to real focus in, still stay with God with everything that we are doing, with everything that we know to do, we keep doing, and we do even more, we push in even more. And it is the 1st of February, a new month, and you know, and what is this month going to bring for you? What are your visions? What are your goals? And what are you visualizing during your day? What are you doing during your day to ensure that your visions and goals are a step further to becoming? And when you really go to God and you're really trusting and being in faith with Him, then He will bring every one of your desires to pass. But don't be distracted by outside things that could happen. Don't let the God of this world distract you from your purpose. Because what is your purpose? And if you don't know it, then ask God. Really go to Him. Say, God, you know, what is my purpose? Because everyone for us is to really be able to reach out and show others and be that example. And because God and our hearts should be for every man to come to a knowledge of truth. But each day, are we focusing in with this? But what is your sole purpose in the body of Christ? And really, when you go to God and you ask Him, He will reveal to you. He may not reveal to you in your time, but He will reveal to you in time that is needed for you. And then you grab hold of that and you speak over your purpose. Even if it doesn't look right now possible for your purpose to become, all things are possible with God. And when you go forward and you grab hold of that, God is going to super exceed you. We are super conquerors, but He is going to super exceed you in everything that you do. When we stay with Him, when we keep our focus, when we do what we know to do each day. And sometimes it looks like things may be quiet. Sometimes you may feel a little bit empty inside. But that's not from God. We need to know what is from God and go forward with that. Speak what is from God. Say what we want, not what we see. And even if when your dreams and your visions may look so far, know that God is so close. And that even though it may look so far, don't be fooled. Because God can change situations and people around within a day, within a 24-hour period. God can work in someone to change, to come to the knowledge of truth, and that one person could then change the whole situation around, to how you live, to how you be, to how you become. But it's God, it's not the person, it's God who's doing the work. And when God does the work, everything turns out perfectly. So really recognizing that it's not our time, it's His timing. And that even if things do seem quieter, or they do seem a little bit flat. God is never flat. God is an exciting God. We get excited each day, and when we speak to people and we speak our positive, godly words, our words are light. When we speak light into people's dark situations, something switches in people's minds. They can see, they get excited, but then the world can get in. The world can then get in, and it's especially if a person is very carnal. But when we keep feeding the people the light in their dark situations, slowly but surely, it could happen quickly, but show is slowly but surely, they begin to understand. And then God gives revelation, and then wow, everything will work out. But there's always a time for growth. There's always a time for a period for growing and a period for learning. And when we're going through stuff, we certainly should be growing through it, seeing it in such a positive aspect, seeing things, you know, this is happening right now, but this isn't who I am. Who I am is Christ within. That my situations don't define me. What defines you? What are you saying about you? What are you saying about your children, your partner, your mother, your father, your situations? What are you speaking? What is defining you each day? Is God's word defining you? Or is the world's words defining you? Do you feel that you may need a little bit more encouragement every now and again? If you do, then connect, you know. We have the men of God to connect to. Yeah, our first point of call is God. But when we still may feel a little way, even though it's not about feelings, but we need a little bit of encouragement, like most everyone does in the world, then we go to our connections, we go to the people that we know will give us the words of light, will give us the words that we need in that specific moment. And when we start saying what we want, not what we see, amazing things happen. Absolutely amazing things happen that our situations can turn around. So there was a situation that was happening with me, and someone kept on saying, but how are you going to be able to do this right now? And I just spoke and I said, you know what, it's sorted. And within minutes I get a phone call, and that was sorted. That situation was sorted because I spoke upon my faith. I didn't speak upon fear. I spoke my faith-filled words, and I know that my God is true. I know that what I'm saying, when I come into alignment and harmony with God, is true, and He can work with that. He can move with that. He can manage your situations in such a smooth way when we come into alignment and harmony. But when we're agreeing with the world and speaking like the world and speaking the negatives in not actually sticking up for God and sticking up for our faith and not by our words, then that's when Satan can come in and take it all from you. So we really need to recognise what we're speaking, what we're saying. And if people around you are speaking the negatives, bring them up on it. You know, this isn't what God says. This isn't true. It may be the real reality in the world, but this isn't the real reality in the spiritual world. And what world are we living with? Yes, we live in the world, but we are spiritual beings, so we should be in line with the spirit, not with the world. So our words should line up with the spirit, not the world, because the world brings doubt, the world brings worry, it brings fear to you. And we need to be living in that faith, that confidence, that trust. walking in freedom, in liberty with God and his Son, knowing what his Son done for us, and he died for our sins, so we can walk the earth as he walked the earth. We can speak like he spoke. We can do as he done, as Christ done. We can do and we can be. But each day you letting circumstances rob you from that, or are you really keeping your focus with God and letting him work through you within each situation and circumstance? God bless you.